Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because we hope very soon to have Corey Brackett on the line with us, and she's put out a wonderful video, which we do carry, called Sweet Misery. And it goes into the background of all the horrible things that are happening because they have legalized a poison that we use as a sweetener. It's called NutraSweet, and it was known to be a poison, and official government committees had said this should never be released until such time as we're sure that it's not going to produce brain tumors and all sorts of neurological problems. And thanks to that great American patriot, Donald Rumsfeld, who just happened to be the CEO of Cereal Corporation that held the patent on this and was going to make billions of dollars for the company, and many hundreds of millions of dollars, I suspect, or at least many millions of dollars, tens of millions, for the CEO. Why they got the aspartame legalized, the man that they put in the FDA immediately resigned from the FDA and went to work for the public relations firm that represented, who do you think? Why, Cereals, of course. But did you ever see a public relations man who wouldn't talk to the public? Well, he's not about to talk about what he did, because he's responsible for the deaths of so many people in so much misery. Corey Brackett with us. Thank you so very much for being with us today.
Oh, sure. Thank you for having me.
Why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and how you happened to get into this battle to try to expose the fact that they're poisoning the American people.
Sure. I was... used to be a big fan of diet soda. I couldn't get enough of it myself. For about 20 years, I would drink about 6 to 10 cans on a conservative estimate a day. And then in 2001, I started to have paresthesia, or tingling in my hands and feet, and it wouldn't go away and wouldn't go away. And then I went for an MRI, and I was diagnosed with MS, and started to do research and say, well, why is this happening? Is this just, you know, the luck of the draw, or is there something else going on here? And aspartame and MS kept coming up together in my research. So then, not satisfied with just, you know, that research, when I would hear very conflicting things, I started to do more and more research, talk to different people, and that led me on a trip across the country where I was able to talk with these people in person, and we documented it in the film Sweet Misery of Poison World.
It is your contention that that aspartame has a definite relationship, not only to MS, but to ALS, and certain of our progressive neurological diseases, and then, of course, to so many other things that affect every aspect of our lives. I'm sure you've probably gone into the epidemic of obesity. Everybody's talking about it. Oh, it's the Colonel Sanders' fault. It's the fault of the Twin Arches. It's the people are eating too much. We've got to have programs. But nobody ever wants to mention the definite relationship between the use of NutraSweet, the brain lesions that are produced by it, and, of course, the epidemic of obesity that's sweeping our nation.
Yeah, that was one of the ironic things, is when I stopped drinking aspartame-containing products, I lost 70 pounds.
All right, we're going to be back here in just a few minutes with Corey Brackett, and we'll welcome your calls here at Radio Liberty. Well, Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest this afternoon is Corey Brackett, and Corey had been really almost like an addict of the diet sodas, drinking large numbers of cans of this, maybe 10 or 15 bottles a day, or at least maybe 8 or 10 bottles a day, over a period of 20 years, gaining weight, until she began to develop the signs and symptoms of multiple sclerosis. Her disease was confirmed by MRI. And as she began to do research, rather than just sitting around and taking what the doctors tell you, which is, well, there's not much we can do about it. You know, if it's progressive, you'll die quickly. If it's not progressive, you'll die slowly. But there's no treatment for MS that's really of any consequence. And she went up on the Internet, the wicked Internet, and began researching this. And what she found is that there is a definite relationship between MS and these progressive neurological diseases in many instances, not in all, but in many instances, and, of course, the NutraSweet. So pick up the story from there. Corey went across the country talking to people. She's put together a video which we carry called Sweet Misery. So tell us about it.
Well, it's about 90 minutes long, and it has features interviews with doctors, lawyers, activists, other aspartame survivors, really looks into the breakdown products of what aspartame really is and how it was approved through the FDA.
All right, fine. Now, of course, what's happened to you? Has your MS progressed? Have you been able to improve at all since you got off the aspartame?
Well, you know, except for one episode when I was doing poorly, starting to recover, then I was given some breath mint tabs for under the tongue, and my symptoms immediately returned, but that product had aspartame in it, and I didn't know about that at the time. Mm-hmm. I haven't had any problems since. It's been a steady increase in attaining, you know, all of the functions that I had lost.
Now, and of course, you were in a wheelchair, weren't you?
Yes, I was in a wheelchair. I had double vision. I couldn't raise my arms over my head. I had slurred speech. It was a nightmare.
All right, fine. And what about now? Okay, are you able to walk with aids? You have to have crutches or canes or what?
No, I'm in high heels today, and I'm walking around with a skirt at my office.
And, of course, the thing is that this is being suppressed by the people within the government who know exactly what's happening. But the last thing they want is for the American people to really realize that we're poisoning them with water fluoridation, we're poisoning them with aspartame, we're poisoning them with mercury and our influenza shots. Why do you think they want you to have those influenza shots?
I'm sorry?
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and we were just talking about the things that are going on, and I was just mentioned another side issue that we're being poisoned from so many things, and the government officials know this. Now, the average person doesn't, and certainly the average doctor doesn't know that, but if you want to get into the background of why they want you to take your influenza shots, that's a whole different subject. You give me a call off the air, and I'll tell you where you can get the documentation on the disastrous effects of the influenza shots. As far as Alzheimer's disease, documented, but of course scientifically documented. But then what's the relationship between the aspartame and the Alzheimer's disease? Have you looked into that at all?
Yes. Well, aspartame has been shown in the lab to cause aspartic acid, which is one of the breakdown products, I should say, has been shown to cause holes in the brains of mice in the lab. And that's becoming a very bad thing. And, of course, when you affect the brain function, you're affecting memory. That's one of the most common things that people have problems with. And that's basically what Alzheimer's is. And so a lot of people are coming down with Alzheimer's disease at a younger age nowadays, and that is, by some experts that I've talked to, attributed to aspartame.
Well, now, what about the Parkinson's disease? Is there any relationship between Parkinson's disease and aspartame? Because this seems to be hitting younger people all the time.
Yes. Parkinson's used to be an old person's disease, but now it's been hitting at a younger and younger age, too. And because aspartame, I should say that, you know, people often ask me, well, aspartame seems to cause so many different symptoms in different people. Why is that? But because it's affecting brain function and it's a neurological issue. It's creating problems that can be in all sorts, depending upon where the lesions are hitting in your brain. It can become a different thing.
Well, of course, it really doesn't just affect your brain. It affects your metabolism. It affects your sexual function. It affects young girls going through the menarche. It produces birth defects. It attacks so many aspects of our lives. And the fact they've been able to cover that up shows really how effective the media is in controlling what the American people think. Now, of course, you've looked into the background of the effect of the aspartame on the neurological symptoms. What happens to some of the people after they've who have MS or these other progressive degenerative diseases, and they get off of the aspartame? Do some of them, do these lesions that they can see on the MRI disappear, at least in some instances?
Well, I can tell you from my own experience, I haven't really, I've seen one MRI where the symptoms, the lesions were smaller. But with my own personal MRI, I had the largest lesion my neurologist had ever seen, which was what she told me, which made me feel great. And about 6 months later or so, I went to have another MRI, and it showed that lesion had all but disappeared.
All right,
and those were her words. It was significant improvement.
All right, now, of course, you have talked to people all across the country, and that's what your film shows. In fact, this film, The Sweet Misery, is a very effective film, and we, of course, carry it. We think it's an important adjunct to the information we have on this poisoning of the American people. So, what happened to the other people that you talked to across the country who had been confined to wheelchairs or been really severely incapacitated? Did some of them improve? Because I know there must be cases of MS that have no relationship to aspartame and related to other things, but have some of the people you talked to improved when they got off the poison?
Yes. Most everybody that I've talked to in making the film have gotten better and, have talked, are still talking and fine and everything. People who have had brain tumors from aspartame, which is one of the unfortunate side effects of the product, have usually had to have an operation. But the ones that I know are still around and doing well.
Well, of course, there were many animal studies, that showed a definite relationship between the aspartame and the tumors, brain tumors in animals. Are there any scientific studies that show a definite increase in brain tumors in human beings who drink aspartame?
Well, I don't think that there have been many studies on people per se, but the interesting thing is virtually all of the industry-funded studies that are being paid for by the makers of aspartame or industry-related somehow, almost all of those studies have shown that aspartame is safe. But yet, virtually all of the studies that are done by independent sources that are funded independently show that there's one problem or another with aspartame.
All right, what's the relationship to diabetes? Because diabetes is certainly increasing dramatically among our people. Is there any relationship between aspartame and diabetes?
Well, yes. From what I understand, it can actually really create havoc with blood sugar, which is ironic because that's what people with diabetes are told that they have to have. But there's actually a natural herb that is safe for people and has been used for thousands of years called stevia. And that one is also safe for diabetics and seems to be fine, but it's not pushed because there's no money in a natural product.
Well, now, my understanding is you talked to Dr. Roberts, who's a diabetic specialist in endocrinology. She's a specialist in this, treats primarily diabetics. And, of course, he is just outraged that the Diabetic Association is pushing something that will cause many diabetics to go out of control. Is there any truth to that? What did Dr. Roberts tell you when you interviewed him for the film? Because Dr. Roberts is on the film.
Yes. Well, when we talked about that, he was talking about how charities like the American Diabetes Association are actually heavily funded by Equal, which is aspartame. And so, if you don't want to bite the hand that feeds you, or maybe in this case you do, I don't know, but that's been part of the problem.
Well, I think, unfortunately, medical research supposedly done in the name of science has been prostituted time after time after time. And if you come up with a report that's unfavorable to the company that's paying you, why, you'll never get another funded study. And when you are in the universities, it's publish or perish. And if you have to fudge the figures, why, you fudge the figures. When you have immoral people, they knew that Vioxx was definitely related to a marked increase in stroke and heart attack 2 years before it was taken off the market. And the FDA covered for them, and only now is it covering up. And actually, of course, a lot of the symptoms studies say, oh, it doubles the incidence. It actually triples the incidence. And there are thousands of people, tens of thousands of people are going to die because the FDA allowed them to put something on the market that they knew was unsafe. But, of course, they didn't have the courage to do what was right. Now, because when you're a government official, the one thing you don't want to do is do anything that will get anybody mad at you. And if you actually come out and tell the truth, you're going to lose your job. You're a whistleblower. You go along with the system. Well, the same thing goes over to this whole story of the legalization of aspartame, which we call NutraSweet, is an excitotoxin. And doesn't it actually kill brain cells?
Yes. Yes, it does. It builds up in the body, too. It's one of the breakdown products of aspartame is methanol, which is wood alcohol, the same thing that was making people blind during Prohibition in the 20s. And that breaks down further into formaldehyde, which is really quite a problem. But that builds up in the body, and it can't get rid of it. What's often said by the industry is that, oh, there's more methanol in fruits than in aspartame. But that is a bit of a misnomer, because in fruits, the methanol binds to something called pectin, which goes straight through the body. So there's no problem. It doesn't stay in the body. But with aspartame, it's free methyl alcohol. So it builds up in the tissues. The body can't get rid of it. It accumulates there.
Well, when you're, of course, diabetic and you're using aspartame, does it actually put the diabetes out of control? What does it do to the diabetes? Do you have any idea? Because I know you're not a doctor, so you would have to go by what you've been told by people who are a lot smarter than I am on this subject.
Well, what I've heard is that it actually throws the blood sugar out of whack. Because the body thinks that it's sugar, and so it treats it like it's sugar. But I'm not really completely up on the biochemistry of that or anything.
Well, what about the effect on pregnancy? Have you looked into that at all or examined that?
Yes. On the DVD of Sweet Misery, one of the special features is Dr. Russell Blaylock talking about the effects of aspartame in pregnancy. And it travels through and affects the placenta, but there's something, have you ever seen the warnings on the label of something with aspartame in it?
I really haven't. What does it say?
It says, attention phenylketonuriax.
Phenylketonuria, that's it.
Oh, yeah, maybe I pronounced that wrong.
Don't feel bad. I spent, 40 years learning how to pronounce these. Phenylketonuria, go ahead.
Yeah. But then it says that it contains phenylalanine. And that's another one of the breakdown products of aspartame. And they have to put that on there because there are people that do not process the phenylalanine and can get very sick when they consume it. So they have to put that, ironically, they have to put that warning on there, but they don't have to put any other warnings on there. People can be what's called a PKU carrier and not know it. And it can affect how they're processing the aspartame into their systems when they're pregnant, especially. And this can carry into the baby. And you can get an awful lot more aspartame concentrated in the baby as a result of that. And you get over a certain amount, and it is a brain damage.
All right, we're going to be back here in just a moment or two with Corey Brackett, and we're going to be talking about her video, Sweet Misery. We have it. We have it, both the video and the DVD. You need to get this information. You need to understand they're poisoning the American people with aspartame and with MSG, both of which are excitotoxins, both of which produce brain damage. and they're in all of our foods.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, the Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, the Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. A secret of healthy aging was recently found among people who have lived unusually long, healthy lives. The longest-lived woman, Jean Calment of France, who lived 122 years, and man, Antonio Todd of the Italian Isle of Sardinia, who lived 115 years, as well as the Queen Mother of England, who lived 100 years, outliving one of her daughters by 3 decades, was their daily consumption of red wine. But health authorities have been reticent to recommend an alcoholic beverage to the public at large until now. Longevinex is the world's first stabilized French red wine extract in a pill, without the calories and without the alcohol or sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex capsule provides the red wine molecules found in 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000. 4,000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763. 9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention the program we're going to be having. It's going to be on the 6th of November at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course, and we're going to bring in Pastor Joe Schimmel, who's going to talk about music. And you say, well, who cares about music? Well, you ought to care about music, because the music that he's talking about is in our churches. It's what our young people are listening to, and you see them going along wearing the earphones and the head bobbing. But you have to understand how that music is being used to transform society. Aristotle and Plato both said, let us provide the music and we can control the society. They know what they're doing. You don't. It's one of the most amazing talks you've ever heard. And, of course, we're going to have Michael Shaw there talking about sustainable development, how they're controlling us with that. And, of course, Bill Sardi will be there on health issues. You won't want to miss it. Give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here this afternoon. It's Corey Brackett. We're talking about her video. It's entitled Sweet Misery, as she goes around the country talking to people and learning about this poison that is in so many of our food products. Now, we carry a wonderful book called Excitotoxin, The Taste That Kills, by our good friend Dr. Russell Blaylock. We carry Dr. Roberts' books. It's almost 1,000 pages. It is over 1,000 pages. It is the encyclopedia on this. Dr. Roberts is have studied this for years. And it goes into all the problems that you get into with this product. And yet, of course, if you go to the store and you look and you see the list, these are prepared foods, and you're going to find that aspartame is in almost everything. It's in your soft drinks. And, of course, if it doesn't have aspartame, it's got MSG. They're food enhancers. Oh, they make them taste so much better. And they also destroy brain cells and destroy your mind. There's a young man, his name is Fox, and he is, of course, the spokesman for Pepsi, Diet Pepsi. Drink your Diet Pepsi. And now you see him on television saying, please vote for Prop 71s for stem cells. You know, we need to come up with cures for diseases. Here's a young man who's got Parkinson's disease. It's related to his drinking so much of his Diet Pepsi that he's foisting off on the rest of us. He probably doesn't know this. He's got a contract for a lot of money to push Diet Pepsi. Diet Pepsi, incidentally, is taking the aspartame out of their drink because they know this material is coming out now. And of course, behind the scenes are lawsuits being filed. But in the meantime, these could go for many years. And in the meantime, the damage that you'll do, if you're pregnant, we're telling pregnant women to go ahead and use this product. And of course, it goes through to the child and really can create, as far as we know, prenatal defects in that child. Have you looked at all into the damage done to children in the womb from the aspartame?
Yes, and we go into detail in that in the DVD, and with children, too, that is another issue because their blood-brain barriers are not fully developed, so they're more sensitive and can be affected more by aspartame. So it's more dangerous for them.
How does it affect them? Does it affect their brains? Is there any relationship between the juvenile diabetes, which is exploding, and the use of aspartame? How does it affect the children? Do you have any idea?
Well, I think that the juvenile diabetes is possible. I'm not clear on that one in particular, but I do know that ADHD and ADD have been linked, and behavior problems, trouble with their memory, trouble at school, and of course, on down the road, as they mature and they keep accumulating this toxin in their body, they can then wind up when they grow up with some real difficult conditions.
And, of course, the thing is that nobody is telling you this. Now, many of these children actually get convulsions, don't they? Doesn't this have a tendency to create convulsions?
Yes. Seizures are one of the things. I should mention, too, that there are 92 symptoms that the FDA mentioned that were people in the public complained to the FDA about aspartame and the symptoms that they caused, and there were 92 of them that the FDA published in their own report, and seizures were one of them.
And of course, if you think you can depend upon the FDA to protect you, you are sadly mistaken. They're protecting the drug companies, and when you work for the FDA, if you're lucky, you'll get you retire and you'll get a nice job working for the drug companies. How effective do you think that these people are? Do you want to tell the story of how they got this thing through when their own committees, the FDA's committees, had said this should never be, it should not be legalized and should not be allowed to be used as a food substance until the studies that show the relationship between brain tumors and aspartame has been clarified?
It took them years to get it approved, and around 1977, I think it was, Searle, which was the company that originally got it approved through the FDA, was going through down the drain, basically. It was having a lot of problems.
And that was Donald Rumsfeld's company. Well, he's the Secretary of Defense today.
Yes, that was when he came on board with Searle as the CEO of the company. And at the time, he was also getting ready to be on Reagan's transition team. And right the day after Ronald Reagan took office as president, one of the first things that he did was keep the FDA commissioner from exercising any authority or power or decision-making process whatsoever. And then they got a new one in there who approved it.
And then he immediately, shortly thereafter, went to work for the public relations firm for J.D. Searle. So that's how the system
works.
Right.
I'm sorry, there were several people who did that, either for the law firm of Searle or the public relations firm for GB Searle, at often of salaries as ridiculous as like $1,000 a day.
Well, of course, reward for service well administered. We'll be back here in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, The Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, The Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
And this is Dr. Stan, and we'll be back here in just a moment with our special guest, Corey Brackett. We'll welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this afternoon is Corey Brackett, and we're talking about her video, Sweet Misery, and it comes either in a video or a DVD, and let me suggest that it's very well done, very professionally done, and she talks to people as she travels all across America, either doctors or researchers or patients, about, of course, the disastrous effects of what they're doing to our people, to our children, to the minds of our children, and of course, the progressive neurological diseases associated with this known neurotoxin. But, of course, the average doctor is never going to hear this. Why? Because Searle's produces a lot of the drugs that finance the meetings that the doctors attend, that the magazines that they read, and, of course, because of the cooperation of the media, they're just not getting this information. But we have a four-tape set on aspartame. We have the book Excitotoxin, The Taste That Kills, which is a book that's, you know, maybe a couple of hundred, 300 pages. We have Dr. Roberts' 1,000-page book, and you really need to get it. It will tell you all of the things that you need to know. We have a 4-tape set on aspartame. We have this video, The Sweet Misery. And so let me suggest you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You start looking at the labels of the prepared foods that you're buying, and specifically on the soft drinks that you're drinking. Now, what's this about Pepsi actually changing and doing away with NutraSweet? When are they going to change? If there's nothing wrong with NutraSweet, why are they changing it? There is something wrong with it. Why have they been using it for so long?
Exactly. The funny thing about this is that from what I've heard, they're replacing aspartame nowadays quite a bit with something called Splenda, which is questionable as well. Basically, any artificial sweetener seems to be something to avoid, especially when there are all sorts of things like honey and stevia and plain old sugar is better in a lot of ways, although, you know, everything in moderation.
Well, of course, there are a lot of people who drink these Diet Cokes so they can lose weight, and that's why we give them to pregnant women. In fact, they even used to get free vouchers to the doctors so they could give them to pregnant women so that they would drink the Diet Coke so they wouldn't put on weight. And it's the most logical thing in the world, except the fact that a lot of people put on weight and they become morbidly obese of drinking these products. Is that true?
Yeah, well, I myself slowly gained weight over the years as I was drinking it, and I tried everything to lose weight. I'm near starvation. I would drink nothing but Diet Coke and, like, have a carrot stick, and I couldn't lose any weight. And then as soon as I got off it, I lost 70 pounds and felt so much better. But I was really looking at the pictures of myself from those days. I looked just very unhealthy. I looked like I almost had cellophane wrapped over my face, and I was blotchy, and just, you could tell by looking at me that I wasn't very well. I just wish I had known that then.
Well, of course, the thing is that the only reason you know about it is because you were affected by this. You began to look on the Internet. You got the information, and thank goodness we have the Internet. You can get the things that most people just don't know about. Now, what about the relationship to convulsions? Because this is really a real problem, isn't it, for some people? My understanding is that our airline pilots and certainly our Air Force pilots are told never to drink this when they're flying. Is that true? Have you heard that?
Well, I've heard that actually from a pilot who called in one time when I was talking on the radio with somebody else, and he called in to say that, yes, indeed, there was that issue. But, yeah, they have to be very careful because of they have to be in control the whole time. They've got everybody's, you know, all these people's lives in their hands.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're out there across America and you have a question or comment for Cori Brackett, we're talking about her video that she's put together. It's called Sweet Misery. And it comes in either regular, a VHS format, or comes in a DVD. And is there quite a bit more on the DVD than on the video?
Yes, there are four special features that are on the DVD exclusively that are not on the VHS, and it contains the information about the dangers in pregnancy from Dr. Russell Blaylock, and it contains information about Dr. Roberts' books and links to different websites to get more information.
And there's plenty of information up there if we weren't nowhere to go. Certainly, Betty Martini's website, doorway.com. I believe that's doorway.com. And then she has another one for the WNHO. Is that it, .org?
Yes, it's WNHO.org. That's the World Natural Health Organization.
In fact, Betty had just sent me the government report that was signed by four government scientists that came out in the late 1970s saying that this should not be released. Aspartame, NutraSweet should not be released until they had straightened out this issue as far as the brain tumors in the animals, because there's something called the Delaney Clause, that if a product produces tumors in animals, you can't give it to human beings. But they totally ignored that. After all, there's billions of dollars at stake, and they really weren't worried if they poisoned human beings. And so, of course, my understanding is that this was actually used on people in South America, in some of the villages there, and the results were so disastrous, and a dramatic increase not only in brain tumors, but in many other testicular tumors and pancreatic tumors and others. And they've totally suppressed that information. After all, if that ever got out in America, think of all the lawsuits that there would be. Mm-hmm. But my understanding is, of course, that Pepsi, and I've heard this, is now beginning to pull away from their support of NutraSweet and is going to go to something else, which may be equally as bad, but at least you're not going to be getting the NutraSweet, because these excitotoxins actually destroy brain cells. That's how they work. They overstimulate them, and that's why, of course, you get the great taste from this, but you also get the dramatic effects. In fact, a lot of people can't take MSG. MSG is separate from aspartame, but they're both excitotoxins. They work through exactly the same neurological pathways. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, those are the two big ones. And the other thing that I should say about aspartame and MSG is that they have a synergistic effect on each other, wherein, by that I mean that if you take one in isolation, you're going to have an effect. But if you have both of those things, instead of having twice the effect, you could have eight times the effect. Or, as one doctor put it, 2 plus 2 no longer equals 4, it equals 25.
Well, I really think that people need to understand this, and they need to start looking at the prepared foods. And I will tell you that until I became aware of this, you know, that certain things I would just love to eat, one of them is yogurt, and until I noticed that it's got aspartame. Now, there is some of the yogurt that doesn't have aspartame in it. It's a sweetener. They put it in there because, of course, it cuts down on the calories, but it also gets you to eat more, and so you, in the end result, you lose, but you also lose brain cells. If you've got enough brain cells to lose, why, there's no objective losing it if you don't mind, but if you're worried about your brain, if you're worried about your body, if you're worried about tumors, if you're worried about your sexual function, because actually it has an effect, my understanding, on the testosterone levels. Have you ever read that?
I have, but not being concerned about my own testosterone levels.
Really,
I haven't really
right.
studied up on that.
Well, I actually have the reprint on that if anybody would like to see it. And we have all of this information, and of course you can find so much of this on Betty Martini's website, Doorway, DORWAY, doorway.com. You need to get up on those websites. You need to start pulling it down. You need to say, is this really true? Because if it's really true, why doesn't Rush Limbaugh or Bill O'Reilly tell me about these things? Well, of course, they are paid very well not to reveal, in my estimation, but to conceal so many important things. And after all, when you're a spokesman for the establishment, you certainly don't want to bite the hand that feeds you. Well, if you're out in the listening audience, our number, 1-800-544-8927 or 1-888-244-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you want to order the products, you call the 1-800-544-8927. And we're talking with Cori Brackett about her video, Sweet Misery. Now, who are some of these people that you talked to? Some of them did have very severe symptoms of multiple sclerosis, didn't they?
Yes, I don't know if they were severe symptoms, but they were, you know, they were very specifically. Joni is a woman who talked with us, and she was diagnosed with MS, and she got off of Diet Coke and got better, and then she ended up having some diet pops, popsicles that had aspartame in it, and she wasn't aware. They got mixed up with the newer ones that she had put into her freezer, and she ended up inadvertently taking a couple of them, and she started to itch so bad all through the night and had other problems immediately after ingesting those. And so she kind of could see the connection pretty obviously. And from what I've seen, hers was the MRI that I saw with the lesions getting smaller.
And, of course, the same thing had happened to you as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And, of course, there was a man that you interviewed there. He had been quite ill. What was his problem?
Well, there's Bob, who has had a whole host of problems, including lupus and a brain tumor and, oh gosh, there were about four things, I think, that he had that were pretty elaborately difficult, you know, big-time disorders. And he's doing great now. I get an email from him every now and then.
And of course, the thing is that the fact that this produced brain tumors in animals, that issue was never addressed. The doctors who were on the special government panel all agreed that this should never be released until this had been straightened out, and they went ahead and released it anyway for one and only one reason, and that was to make money. And the fact that this has been covered up ever since then is with so many other things that they're covering up. For instance, our vaccines. Oh, we want to have the influenza vaccine. But every time they make this for the wrong bug. In other words, they don't know what the organism is going to produce the flu this winter is. So they make it for, they sort of guess at it, and they're usually wrong. And yet they keep telling you you have to take the vaccine, knowing full well that if you're between 60 and 65, and you take, at least according to Dr. Pudenberg and the article which he's written, we can give you a reference to his website, and he's written over 850 articles. If you, of course, take 3 to 4 influenza shots over a 5-year period, you're between 60 and 65, your incidence of Alzheimer's disease goes up 1,000%. Now, why would the government to be telling older people to take that, you know, when they know that this is disastrous? Mercury is a toxin to the brain, both to the older people and to the children, and yet they're telling children at 6 months, oh, you want to take your mercury shot, your, with the influenza bacteria in it. But, you know, it doesn't cure. In other words, in fact, if it's 30 to 40% effective, that's really great. And I don't think it's that much because it's usually for the wrong organism. So we got real problems with organized medicine. And it's about time you got educated and you got to your doctor and you get the scientific studies and show them about these things. The doctors would never intentionally hurt you. But if they don't have the facts, where are they going to get them? They don't have time to get up on the Internet and begin pulling down these articles, and yet they're there. Well, Corey, as you go around the country talking about this to people, what sort of response do you get? Because I know you're doing a fair number of radio programs.
You know, it was quite amazing. When we first started doing this documentary project, we would tell people what we were doing, and they would look at us like we had 15 heads, and there are two of us, so you get the idea that they kind of looked at us very oddly. And nowadays, when I mention something to somebody of what we've, you know, the documentary that we've done, they're interested, and they say, oh, yeah, I heard some things about that. That's supposed to be bad, right? Then they want to hear more. And it's been a big shift in about 2 or 3 years that I've seen. And I would say that 99.5% of the responses that we've gotten for the video have been positive. And it's just been very rewarding when we get somebody who wants to get a copy for their daughter who they're concerned about, who won't get off of aspartame, and they, you know, or they want to give a copy to their friend. Or there's one woman who actually ordered a copy, and then she got so excited by it that she ordered a bunch of copies, and she now goes out to the supermarket with one in her hand. And whenever she goes there, she sees somebody with diet soda in her cart, in their cart. She runs over to them and says, please, borrow this video, which is kind of, you know, an interesting thing when you're just trying to buy some groceries.
Well, my understanding is that many women have difficulty getting pregnant when they're on this because it has a real effect on their endocrine system. Have you heard that?
Yes, I've heard that there have been some reports of women who have been unable to get pregnant for years, and then they get off of aspartame, and then they're able to get pregnant. I've seen some reports from that, of testimonials at Betty's house. We interviewed her, Betty Martini. We interviewed her for the documentary and for a new one that we're doing too.
And I think it's so important. If you understand, there is a population control agenda. They really want to dramatically reduce the world population. The Jacques Cousteau, and we have his article from the UNESCO Courier, has advocated eliminating 350,000 people a day. We have the article. If you want to see it, you don't have to take my word for it. We'll send it to you free of charge. The Jacques Cousteau UNESCO Courier, November of 1991. Eliminate 350,000 people a day. Hitler was a piker compared with Albert Schweitzer. Pardon me, with Jacques Cousteau. But, of course, you're never going to hear that from Rush Limbaugh. And I think it's so vitally important that the average American begins to understand that they're poisoning our women, they're preventing them from getting pregnant. This is water fluoridation, one of the big reasons is it controls fertility rates. But you see, it's a gigantic experiment. The ruling elite want to control the population, and only very specific people will be allowed to get pregnant. We've got Eric calling from Compton. Eric, you have a quick question?
Dr. Stan, I just got her video. I haven't looked at it yet, but I do have it.
Good for you.
And about the flu shot.
Right.
I work in a store that was actually giving the flu shot to older people, so I asked my pharmacist if it had mercury in it, and he said no, they took that out a long time ago.
Well, he's not telling you the truth.
He didn't know. Dr. Stan, listen, he called me back, and he circled something. It's got thermosol, which is a mercury.
Thimerosal, which is the mercury, sure.
That's what he told me. He let me know that it still does. Yeah.
And the thing is that the pharmacists, most of them, you know, they wouldn't want to hurt you. Your doctor wouldn't want to hurt you. But there really are people who do know about this. And that's Dr. Fudenberg's work, Fudenberg. If you want the copy of his abstract, we'd be glad to send it to you. How could you cover something this up? Well, you control the media. Hey, Eric, thanks so much for calling.
All right, Doc. Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye. Okay, that was Eric. And thank you so much for being with us, Corey.
Oh, sure. Well, thank you again for having me.
All right, we'll talk to you later here at Radio Liberty.
Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City, what really happened to TWA 800, and the Winter Room off the eastern coast of Oregon? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts, entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV or order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working with the Oklahoma City bombing. And this book has been suppressed very effectively across America, and it's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book anywhere that will give you a more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I want to remind you about that meeting we're going to be having on the 6th of November. Now, we're bringing in some outside speakers, and I think it's going to be a great meeting. We've had the annual Radio Liberty seminar every year for, I guess about 4 or 5 years now, and I don't know anybody who's ever come who hasn't really felt that they learned a great deal and got a chance to meet people across the country who feel the same way that you do. There are a growing number of people who are aware that you're not getting the truth in the media. And, of course, there are a growing number of people who realize that America is under attack today, not by the wicked Osama bin Laden, but by the fact that we're being poisoned with water fluoridation, being forced into our water, and they know full well it attacks the fertility, it attacks the bones, it attacks the endocrine system, it attacks the mind, and it lowers the IQ. And the same thing is actually true as far as the aspartame is concerned, the mercury. All of these things, they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. They do not want you to know what people like Jacques Cousteau and Bertrand Russell have said about controlling the minds of the people, and how Bertrand Russell was such a great supporter of Adolf Hitler's, and of course, how he really wants to create this utopian society that Plato wrote about. And you'll find this if you get his book, The Impact of Science and Society, on pages 50 and 51, where he praises Adolf Hitler. Bertrand Russell, that great humanitarian, the idol of so many of our so-called liberals. A lot of the liberals don't understand what this is all about either. And so this is why we put these programs on. Now, lunch is going to be served. We have to know if you're coming. Give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. It's all day long on a Saturday. I hope you'll have a great time, and I hope you'll seriously consider attending the Radio Liberty Seminar, November 6th, Saturday, November 6th, Aptos Seascape Golf Course. Hope to see you. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course we want to mention that things we carry on the subject we've been talking about, specifically the book by Dr. Roberts. It's a great big thick book. It's 1,000 pages. Everything you ever wanted to know about aspartame and NutraSweet and were afraid to ask. And of course it's sort of book that will give you the documentation from Dr. Roberts' work. He's the world's leading expert on this. Then we carry the book, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, by Dr. Russell Blaylock, and it's been updated, and it's got some great material in it, going into both MSG and aspartame. Then, of course, we carry Dr. Russell Blaylock's other books, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, that has a section on aspartame and a section on mercury and a section on fluoride and a section on all of the various issues that we've been talking about and how they're being used to poison our people. And of course, the real danger of mercury. I mean, we hear all the time, oh, isn't it terrible, there's mercury in swordfish. But roll up your sleeve and we're going to give you an immunization shot when the studies show the disastrous effect it has on the IQ and the brain. And we have the documentation. They know that. They just don't want you to know it. Why? Because there's so much money that is made out of the vaccines. And then there is the other agenda. They don't really want very smart people. One out of every 6 children today has some sort of a neurological handicap. One out of every 6 children. And, of course, the autism rate has gone from 1 in 10,000 to 1 in about 1 in 50 boys. How do you think that happened? Well, of course, and then, of course, we have the attention deficit disorders and the attention disorders. And, of course, we have the children who just got lower IQs as a result of the poisons. Find this out. Get these books we're talking about. We have a wonderful 4-tape set entitled Aspartame and MSG and Aspartame. And then, of course, we have the video we've been talking about, Sweet Misery. You need to get these things. You need to find out if it's really true. You can go up on the website. The information is there. We've given the websites to go to. You are going to have to look after your own health. Nobody else is going to look after it. And once you've damaged your brain, once you've got the Parkinson's disease or these other disorders, there may be no turning back. You may improve if you get all these. But the incidence of convulsions, the incidence of brain tumors, they know about these things. They just don't want you to know. So find out if it's really true. Maybe this is all just scare tactics. But if it's not, and somebody in your family comes down with these things, and it's not just brain tumors, it's multiple other tumors that they found in the people they experimented on in South America. And then, of course, they concealed those studies because they didn't want the American people to know. There really are evil people out there. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you haven't seen our 4-tape set on Satanism and Deliverance, our 4-tape set on Aleister Crowley and his friends, the video, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, the 4-hour or the 10-hour version, they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Get them, watch them, check them out, check the sources. Look at the pictures of Aleister Crowley on the albums put out by the Beatles. And, of course, the book we have now on called Fallen Angel, the story of the Led Zeppelins, and the most popular album of all time, The Stairway to Heaven, it was all satanic. And when you understand that, then some of the things going on do tend to make sense. The new changes that we're seeing today in the church, as we, of course, abandon the traditional gospel to come up with a different type of God. And the old teachings of the gospel are passé. These ideas were put forward by Jonathan Edwards. Now we have a new gospel that's sweeping the nation. A God that loves everybody and would never think of punishing anyone. Well, we're in real trouble as a nation. We ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival for our leaders and ministers. Please go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs 5 hours a day on one or another internet sites, 4 hours on the shortwave. And then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.